Essentials podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, everybody. Welcome along to the Specials Podcast. Another week, another set of awards nominees have been announced. We'll talk about those in a little while in the company of Reality Rob Dixon. You well, sir?
Yes, not too bad.
Excellent. How's your week been?
Yeah.
You're not
steady away, isn't it?
A lot of cricket?
A bit of cricket, yeah. That you feel straight after Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like waiting for payday, isn't it? Waiting for payday.
Payday still miles away.
Yeah.
Oh, well, such is life.
Not to worry, hey? We're going to talk about Celebrity Big Brother, The Voice and the NTAs today. Loads more on the specials pages, but we've got plenty of time for the Oscars and the BAFTAs and everything else. I've noticed on there as well, Andy Murray baby specials. So we might have a little chat about that with the Aussie Open around the corner. But Celebrity Big Brother, first of all, Darren Day is your 15-8 favourite. Scott Timlin, 3-1. Gemma Collins is 5-1. 13-2, David Guest. Tiffany Pollard, 12-1. Christopher Maloney, 20s. Daniela Westbrook's 25s, as is John Partridge. 33s for Jeremy McConnell and Megan McKenna. 66-1 for Christina Rienoff. 80-1, Angie Bowie. 80s for Stephanie Davis and 100-1 for Nancy DeLolio. There's a couple of highlights this week, or lowlights, whatever your view is. One being sad news that Angie Bowie had to digest within the house, and the kind of furore outside about why it was shown, and then the craziness that happened when she opened her heart to Tiffany. That was something else, wasn't it?
Yeah.
She thought David Guest had died when Angie said, David's dead, and, you know, the rest is out there on social media to go and watch. And then, I mean, Megan McKenna, meltdown. We all, regular viewers of X on the Beach would know that she has a meltdown inside her, Rob. She went for it this time, didn't she? Restrained.
She won't need much restraining.
She's only a mere slip of a thing.
She went beyond the norm, didn't she? So, it's not really helped her chances. It's been a very interesting market, to be fair, because we chatted last week, basically after they just got into the house, and we'd got sort of Scott Timlin as favourite, John Partridge. John Partridge has sort of gone out with the washing now.
Yeah.
Up to sort of 25-1. And the same thing that we normally talk about these shows is that you want to change public perception of them, and that seems to have been the case for Darren Day, isn't it, now that he's come across a lot more likeable than maybe we first thought when he went into the house. The words love rat hasn't been mentioned at least for 48 hours, so we had a big move on Gemma Collins as well earlier in the week, 12-1 into a short of 7-4. That seems to have subsided now, and she's back out to 5-1, so we'll wait and see. It's probably, out of all the Celebrity Big Brothers we've done in recent years, probably been the most volatile market, where sort of there's almost been cases of sort of four or five of them have been favourites. We're only sort of 10, 11 days into the competition.
I suppose with Darren Day there at the head of the market, it's going slightly away from the kind of this idea that the reality stars win it. Although Scotty T is like right behind him at 3-1, so Gemma Collins not too far behind. So that they're hovering, if you like, you know, ready to take over when the serious voting takes place. The idea being that the demographic of these programmes is getting younger and younger, or as the demographic gets older, they've already been watching things like TOWIE and Geordie Shore for, 5 years now? I don't know how long it's been on the go for. So these people are pretty regular on our TV screens these days. We've got the outright, obviously, the top male, top female, top three finish, top USA, gender of winner, and the second eviction, Rob. The 1-9 shot dropped in last week for anyone who had it, with Winston going, didn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't.
I tried to take it on, but, you know.
Even despite the changes when it came, I think it was 14-1, they decided in favour of Winston going with only Jeremy voting for Nancy, so
yeah, that once that happened, it was pretty obvious, because if you're voting to save as a public, it's open to debate, isn't it, whether the more airtime that you get, the more likely you are to be saved, even if you're a horrible character. But once that happened, it was one to 90 rather than 1 to 9. And Nancy DeLolio is a 4 to 6 favourite here, not getting an awful lot of airtime at all with all that's going on in the house. Stephanie Davis is 5 to 2. Angie Bowie is 7 to 2. Jeremy McConnell 9 to 1. Gemma Collins 50 to 1. And again, interesting market. I suppose we go back to, there's a couple of comments on TipAdvisor, which is a kind of a William Hill kind of social media, I guess, really, where people can share their views on different bets, and both go for Nancy DeLolio. One for the reason that we've kind of just stated, really. Ashes says not getting much airtime, plus it's vote to save. Always goes the other way. The more airtime you get, the more likely you are to stay, regardless of whether you're a bad character or a housemate. Pretty much nailed on that from Ashes on TipAdvisor.
I think 4 to 6 does seem a little bit short there.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's the only thing. If there is going to be a time where you can sort of challenge, I mean, she has been backed in. She was 11 to 10 when we first put the market out on, Wednesday morning. Stephanie Davis was, I mean, Stephanie had had a few sort of bad shows, and she was out, she was 6 to 4 second favourite, and I mean, she's drifted right out now, sort of 5 to 2. You probably see her going off a bit bigger. I think it's between Nancy and Angie, really, tonight. I think Jeremy's safe. Gemma's definitely safe. So Nancy and Angie, based on your theory, it'd be my week, I think, to go for the outside of the two, and maybe Angie after the tough week that she's had. Maybe she is the one to go.
Yeah, but people don't vote tactically, do they? They don't think, oh, no. I won't vote to save her because she had a bad week. They vote for her because, yeah. I don't know.
Is there anything really to keep her in? Not overly convinced
No, I can see where you're going with that. 7-2 looks like a surprise.
Through reasons sort of out the house, Angie's had more airtime this week than Nancy, but had that not happened, then I think the market would have been the other way around. I think Angie would have been favourite to go this week, and I can't really pass up the 7-2 for it to go this week.
Fair enough. The Voice started last week. Did you enjoy it, Rob?
Yeah.
It was all right, wasn't it?
It's a strange.
I like Boy
show,
George.
He's
good, isn't he? I quite like the other one as well. The other new judge. What's her name again? Paloma Faith.
Yeah.
I wanted to say Pixie Lott for some reason, but I know she's not Pixie Lott. No, I thought it was really interesting. We kind of had the same as usual. Really, one judge can't get any acts in their group, and then along came Cody Frost at the end, who looked kind of like Boy George a little bit when he was really young. Yeah, Cody Frost 11-2 probably was the standout act, left it to last as well, didn't they? A bit too quirky to win The Voice, though, isn't she? Even for The Voice, you know, we often get
very
these kind of characters.
Very quirky for The Voice, isn't it? But
we often get these kind of characters early on in these shows, and we go, oh, everyone goes, oh, they're really good, they're really different, and then they don't really get anywhere, do they?
No, but they've tried other things. They've tried your sort of middle of England sort of act before.
What do you mean they've tried? Who's tried?
Well, The Voice.
What do you mean they've tried?
Well, they've tried.
They don't push it, though, do they? We know they don't push it.
I'm saying maybe this is the time that they...
Why would they push it?
I know, we have...
You do this every single year.
We have this discussion every year, but...
The BBC don't make any money from them still becoming winners. It doesn't matter who wins.
I know.
Every single year.
I know. But do you not think the fact that this is their... This is their last show...
They don't care even less.
I know, but do you not think they must try something?
No! Why would they? Why?
This is their swan song.
You know, you're not getting this.
I don't think she's any value whatsoever now. I think there was plenty of value going round in play on Saturday night, but I don't think there's any value in her now.
Nah, there'll be miles better singers in there.
No, but I've seen 7-8 acts here this last week, and Cody Frost is the only one I can see even making the final here.
Yeah.
The rest weren't very good at all. In fact, the two that I thought were half decent vocally... The two that got turned away, the kid from Hull who looked about 10 years old.
Yeah, yeah, he was all right, wasn't he?
And the vicar.
But it was boring, wasn't it?
Totally, the vicar
I liked Beth Morris's outfit. She had like a kind of, didn't she have like a leopard print?
Yeah, and the whole family had leopard stuff as well.
That was good. I enjoyed all that. That was good fun. But there's no one that really stood out, to be fair. Well, that lyrical was quite funny. But no. You know, a bit different. But obviously
interesting. And I've forgotten his name as well. But one of the ones that didn't get any of the judges to turn actually came to the semi, or was actually in the semi final of the Voice of Ireland last year.
Oh, really? Interesting. That is interesting. There's not much to go on here, though, is there? Like we've said, I mean, you know, there will be better. But yeah, I mean, I suppose there's no way you can even have a bet on The Voice until we get deep into the thing. I mean, you know, unless you see someone who absolutely kind of sends shivers up your spine and you move to have a bet on them, then I'd be keeping my powder dry.
Yeah, I've had a bet.
You haven't, have you?
Of course I have.
What have you had a bet on?
That's about the favourite.
Oh, you mentalist. Oh, that's brilliant. I love it. Absolutely love it. We have got the 2016 winning mentor betting. Paloma Faith is 9-4. Will I Am 5-2. Boy George 11-4. Ricky Wilson 11-4. Obviously, Ricky Wilson won it last year. You'd imagine it'd be one of the two newbies, Paloma Faith or Boy George. But who's to say at this early stage, eh? I presume you back Boy George with Cody Frost on his side.
No, you tend to get the early money tends to give it away a little bit because obviously it's filmed 4 or 5 months in advance.
So
you find The Voice, this bit of The Voice is anyway.
How many missing? Yeah, I know. Yeah,
so 4 or 5 months in advance, you tend to know which sort of decent act goes with which judge. So we haven't seen any money yet. Maybe
you haven't got any good acts.
Exactly. Maybe. We've seen the winner already. Who knows?
Ah, dear. Brilliant. Okay, well, we'll enjoy watching that. I do enjoy The Voice. I think it's quite a nice watch. None of that kind of horrible conspiracy that you get with The X Factor. It's just a pleasant watch.
You're mental.
The NTAs. Voting closes next week, Rob. Tuesday, I believe, the 19th of January.
Yes.
We have plenty of categories here. You can vote for this at the nationaltvawards.com website. Is it all nice and big? We've got loads of categories here, and you don't have to vote in every category. You can just skip the category into the next one, and so on and so forth. Let's run through a few of these, Rob, shall we? And spend a bit of time on it. The one that's open as I get here is Best Challenge Show. This is an interesting category, isn't it? The Great British Bake Off is a 2-9 favourite. I would suggest that will win. 11-2, The Apprentice, 8-1, MasterChef, and 12-1, Bear Grylls, Mission Survive. Tick for Great British Bake Off. Are we agreed on that?
Yep, agreed.
Best Daytime next, Rob. Now, Best Daytime normally contains the likes of This Morning. No, it's not in this category. So maybe we'll see that in another category later on.
I don't know what Phil's done wrong. But
God knows.
At 12 on, which they won last year, they failed to get a nomination this
Strange.
Year.
So, Pointless 5-4, The Chase 13-8, Jeremy Kyle 5-1, Paul O'Grady 5-1. Yeah, I mean, I've seldom watched The Chase, but it's more entertaining than Pointless. I find it, when I watch Pointless, I really enjoy the quiz element of it, but I really find it difficult to watch the two hosts. They're quite cringy, aren't they?
A little bit, yeah.
But when the presenter turns to Richard Osman, I think his name is,
yeah.
Richard Osman will say something, it's like relatively amusing, or it's like, you know, quite interesting. And then he never seems to know how to get out of it, the presenter. He kind of just goes, yeah, okay. All right. Yes, back to you.
Yeah.
But I quite like it. But The Chase is a better entertainment show, and it's 13-8 compared to 5-4. So we're going The Chase.
Yeah, I quite like The Chase.
Nice one. I'm building up an acca here that we won't be able to have because you can't have these.
Oh, no, you can't have an acca.
No, you can't have an acca. You can't have an acca with these.
You can
have an acca in the football, but these are all related to contingencies, aren't they?
Very much so.
Obviously.
Apparently.
Best drama, Downton Abbey. Downton Abbey, the most watched programme on Christmas Day, 2-5. Doctor Who, 11-4. Broadchurch, 8-1. Casualty, 16-1. I mean, there's no real competition here, is there, Rob?
It's not, but Broadchurch is a very big price considering the success.
But no one watched it at this time, did they, really? No, it wasn't the same as the first one, was it?
No. I always think with sort of some of this stuff, Broadchurch and Downton Abbey, you tend to get quite similar. Is there
any thinking here that Doctor Who could win that or not?
Well, this would be the first year of the new Doctor, wouldn't it?
Mm. Down to one last year, didn't it?
Yeah, down to one last year, and I suppose this is the last time you could ever vote for Downton in a national TV.
Doctor Who won in 2014. I suppose, you know, the fact that Downton is finished now, you would imagine you'd kind of give it a send-off. Downton won in 2013. So, you know, it's got a pretty strong hold on this. I'm just looking at what won the best drama the year before that. Downton, again. So only 1 year out of the last four has it not won. So, yeah, let's stick with Downton. Yeah, well, you know, it's not my cup of tea. I've never watched a second of it, to be fair. So best factual show. We're nearly halfway through. Gogglebox, 10 to 11. Paul O'Grady for The Love of Dogs, 5 to 2. Top Gear, 3 to 1. DIY SO, I can barely get through this. I'm still thinking about the fact there's a program called Paul O'Grady for the... How have I missed that program? DIY SOS, The Big Build, 6 to 1. Gogglebox has got to win this. Surely to God.
Yeah,
people love dogs, don't they, Rob?
They do love... People do
We've got to back dogs. It. We've got to back the love of dogs. Because people love dogs.
I think Top Gear might be the...
Really?
I think Top Gear... we were talking about send-offs earlier. The new one's not going to be winning too many national TV awards, is it?
So yeah, but I think... Gogglebox won it last year.
A bit of controversy, get the three guys up on stage one last month.
Maybe. Yeah, Gogglebox won last year. I think it was a new category that year, because... actually, I'll tell a lie. 2013, Factual Entertainment... Oh, no, I tell you what, I got that wrong. Factual Entertainment is slightly different. Paul O'Grady for The Love of Dogs has won in 2014, 2013. That's unbelievable, isn't it? People do love dogs. I tell you what, Gogglebox...
You might have watched Britain's Got Talent. The winner was
dog-based
last year.
Oh, God, I'm going to have to go for the dogs. 5-2. Best TV presenter, here we go. 1-12.
Yeah, this is an easy
Anton
one
Deck.
For you.
Is it? Is this get everything you possibly own on them? But how many years have they won this now?
This is 100 for about 10 years running.
100 years they've won it. I think they came out of their mother's wombs, and the first time they were presented with the NTA for best presentation. That's a horrible.
I'll tell you what, if they come out of the womb with a national TV award, that's going to smelt a bit for the mother, isn't it?
Indeed, yes. No point in looking at Mel and Sue there then, or anyone else. Is it Anna Dex? Graham Norton 9-1, Ryland Clark 14-1.
No,
and Ryland Clark's just happy he's in that list, isn't he?
Could almost make a case for Mel and Sue being our popular bake-offs, isn't it?
Yeah. Best comedy, Peter Kay's Car Share. I've watched that once. 2-5, not going out. I quite like that, although it's running out of steam. 5-1. Benidorm, not a fan. 11-2. Birds of a Feather, nah. Not the same. I was only pondering this last night, Rob. How many people watch Birds of a Feather these days, and what? Why do they watch it?
I don't even know when it's on now. It's just TV, isn't it? But there's no.
It smacks of while you watch it. I've watched it a couple of times. While you're watching it, you can see in their eyes, they're thinking, I can't believe that when we were doing this the first time round, we thought we'd be made for life. We didn't think we'd have to do this again.
We're having to do this again just so that people can find the jokes, which half the country didn't really think were funny in the late 80s. Is now coming back again. But
Peter Kay's Car Share is not Peter brilliant, Kay. Is it? It's not going out a bit of value here.
No, I think Peter Kay's Car Share is still, to me, one of the funniest things that he's done.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not giving it the credit
Genuinely enjoyed that series.
I'll bow to your comedy knowledge on that one because I haven't watched it properly. National TV Awards category, Best Drama Performance. Saran Jones, Dr. Foster. Watch that. She was good in that. David Tennant, Broadchurch, 7-2. She's 4-6, by the way. Black Work from Sheridan Smith, 4-1. And Aidan
Turner.
Close.
You were very close in that, weren't you?
Was that that one?
You can tell the people how close you were.
I didn't. Is that the one that was filmed at my house?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah, I didn't watch it. Aidan Turner, Poldark, 6-1. Yeah, Sheridan Smith, who was the lead in Black Work, filmed in my street, and she had a cuddle of my dog.
Yeah.
That's not a euphemism.
No,
Saran, I mean, the same people seem to be in this every year, you know, whether they are or not is debatable. But Best Drama Performance last year went to Sheridan Smith. I think that was for Scylla. I think I'm right in saying. Matt Smith the year before that, I guess that was for The Doctor. Miranda Hart the year before that for I'm guessing for the Call the Midwife. Karen Gillan the year before that. So you know, this is a serious award, this, and I'm sure the actors and actresses who win these are very grateful for it. Saran Jones or David Tennant? A bit short, isn't she? It was good, though, and a lot of people watched it.
Well, I'd like to have been on the 4-1, maybe, that I offered.
Really?
A week ago, yeah.
Well, it's been smashed into 4-6.
Yeah, she's been the one that's been gambling. I like Miss Sheridan Smith, maybe because this was the one I watched with it being sort of in Leyden, filmed over the road from our
office as well.
Our lovely office,
yeah. They couldn't get away from me, they just followed me around.
I wasn't even allowed to drive down and get my parking space, but there you go. So, yeah, I do like maybe Sheridan Smith 4-1 pulled out. I mean, this Aidan Turner got really good sort of reviews for pulled out for his performance and the show. So, no, Sir Ann Jones 4-6 looks far too short for me. I'd quite happily split stakes on Sheridan Smith and Aidan Turner.
Okay. Best entertainment programme. This is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is the favourite at 2-7. Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway 4-1. Anton Deck in their front room at 6-1. And Anton Deck cooking in their kitchen at 10-1. I'm being facetious. Graham Norton 6-1. Celebrity Juice is 10-1. Can we have an Anton Deck win this? What price Anton Deck win it? A lot shorter than 2-7.
It's got to be I'm a Celebrity. 7-4.
It's got to be I'm a Celebrity, that, hasn't it?
Didn't we try and make a case for Celebrity Juice last year? Didn't we push Celebrity Juice to the hilt? And
us pushing something to the hilt doesn't guarantee an awful lot, does it?
Exactly.
I'm a Celeb one last year, and the year before, and the year before, and the... You know, I could go on. I think we know where that one's going, don't we? Yeah. Antidek owned these.
Best reality TV show. By a mile.
Yeah. Best serial drama, soap in other words, EastEnders 8-11, Coronation Street 5-4, Emmerdale 10-1, Hollyoaks 25. Hollyoaks still on the go, is it? 25-1.
Still going is Hollyoaks, yeah.
Last year it was EastEnders, year before Corrie, year before that Corrie the year before that, EastEnders. It's a two-horse race. We're not going to see Emmerdale come up the rails, are we here?
Not at all. It's between the two. I think the vote would be tight again. You'd almost want to back Corrie as the...
Just a value selection.
Just a value selection, more over EastEnders. Storyline-wise, who had the best year? Well, EastEnders obviously did the Lucy Beale storyline, didn't they? Yeah. So that would probably get... EastEnders, I think, still gets higher viewer share, though I would have to check that.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. My eldest daughter was on Emmerdale last night, Rob.
Right, but I think you tend to maybe just want to go for the value selection.
Did that get any extra votes? My eldest daughter was on Emmerdale last night.
Was she?
Yeah, she was playing games in the playground behind two actors. Does that get your vote?
She meant to be there?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, did she get paid for it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm wasting my time.
I've not had a sniff of this money yet, despite... Faring around.
There you go. Well, you're...
I think she gets about 30 quid an episode.
What?
She's done about 5 so far.
Unbelievable.
Right. I know.
Me and you are having words when this podcast ends.
Crazy, isn't it?
Why can I do this? Well, I could be an extra.
I've promised her a selection box. That's still yet to arrive.
I've been busy having... I'm here.
Best...
The selection box is still in the... There's no stuff in the selection box anymore.
Give it to your lad. The best talent show... Finally, Strictly 4-9, X Factor 3-1, Britain's Got Talent 7-1, The Voice 8-1. Strictly, I guess, at 4-9.
Strictly, I can't really make a case. I'd like a match bet X Factor versus Britain's Got Talent. I think Britain's Got Talent.
I was about to say I'd put X Factor at the bottom of that list. I'd probably put The Voice above the X Factor in my own personal opinion. I think The Voice is... I mean, the X Factor, from a... Whether you enjoy it or not, from a televisual point of view, it was shocking last year. I mean, there were too many mistakes. The presentation was poor. You know, it was easily the worst series of X Factor.
Poor. The performances were poor. Basically,
the best thing
about the show was that the Rugby Union World Cup was on, and I hate Rugby Union.
Yeah. So that's it. We've gone through all those. We've done that properly, haven't we?
Fine, after many years of this podcast, we've done something properly,
Should we do the same for the Oscars and the BAFTAs right now? Go through every category? No, we won't do that. We'll do that in another week when we're a little bit closer to the off for those. There's WWE on the console there, Royal Rumble, the Andy Murray Baby Specials, Brit Awards, which we'll also look into, the Razzies when we do the Oscars, we'll have a look at that. I think we got the winner up on that one last year. James Bond Specials, Music Specials, Costa Book Award, Royal Specials, and the next Pope. The Andy Murray Baby Specials is the name of Andy and Kim's baby and the gender. I'm going to do a little bit of research. Judy. How is Judy, Judith 920? He's not going to name his first child after his mum. It's a bit obvious.
Well,
I want you
to keep that. I want this podcast, right? I want
really?
That back
you think that's going to happen?
Yep.
Really? Why?
Yep.
What's the thinking? You just
I'm not thinking about it. I never do any thinking about it. I just have this sneaky feeling.
Right.
I can't reveal anymore. Dave Kellner knows.
Okay.
Dave Kellner knows.
Okay. Do we know it's a girl?
It's not a girl or a boy. It's an alien.
It's just a tennis racket.
It's a tennis racket. With a leg.
Right. That's enough. I think we've run out of steam there, haven't we?
Yeah.
Rob, thanks very much for your time.
Lee, it's been a pleasure.
Enjoy your weekend. We'll speak to you next week. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you want to have a bet on any of those markets that I've mentioned, it's all available at williamhill.com. Go to the TV specials pages and bet until your heart's content, but do it sensibly and responsibly. Thank you very much. Good luck with your bets.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.